This is Orson Welles, reading out loud. Now here's a poem by John Donne. I'm very fond of it. I hope you'll enjoy hearing it. It's called The Sun Rising. Busy old fool, unruly sun. Why dost thou thus through windows and through curtains call on us? Must to thy motions lover seasons run? Saucy, pedantic wretch. Go chide late schoolboys and sour apprentices. Go tell court huntsmen that the king will ride. Call country ants to harvest offices. Love, all alike, no season knows, nor clime, nor hours, days, months, which are the rags of time. Thy beam so reverent and strong, why shouldst thou think? I could eclipse and cloud them with a wink, but that I would not lose her sight so long. If her eyes have not blinded thine, look, and tomorrow late, tell me whether both the Indias of spice and mine be where thou left'st them, or lie here with me. Ask for those kings whom thou saw'st yesterday, and thou shalt hear. All here in one bed lay. She is all states, and all princes I, nothing else is. Princes do but play us. Compared to this, all honors mimic, all wealth alchemy. The sun art half as happy as we, in that the world's contracted thus. Thine age asks ease, and since thy duties be to warm the world, that's done in warming us. Shine here to us, and thou art everywhere. This bed thy center is, these walls thy sphere. I've just read you The Sun Rising, a poem by John Donne. Lovers always think the sun shines mainly on themselves. In prose, however, the lover whose song you've just heard bravely admitted man's responsibility to man. Said John Donne, any man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind. Civilization begins with that opinion, and civilization ends when nobody cares or dares to express it. Evaluations of big resonant words like independence aren't easily agreed upon these days, so I submit here something written as advice to the young. The author of all people is George Jessel, the very gifted comedian who has just warmly and frankly written his autobiography. So Help Me is the title. Only those who find no diversion in the Broadway column are not expected to enjoy Mr. Jessel's account of his own doings and undoings, assuming that most of you listening are like most people, that only some of you are regular customers at Lindy's and the Stork. I quote here but sparingly from the Jessel memoirs. My advice to you, says Mr. Jessel, Mr. Up-and-Coming, is to have the best possible time. Enjoy your cup to the brim, but always be sure you hurt nobody but yourself. You've got a right to do that if you want to. You don't belong to the state. You belong to you. I've read from the epilogue of Mr. Jessel's book because it cues a good argument. Me, I don't think I belong to me, or you belong to you. I don't even think George Jessel belongs to his mother, and not exclusively. Nobody has the right to abuse what isn't his, and the way I look at it, all members of the human family are each other's property. The state hasn't got anything to do with it. American people, that immense community of individuals, pretty much agree that the state belongs to them. No man is an island, said the author of that poem I read you. He said this from a pulpit more than 300 years ago. No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. John Donne was a preacher, an ordained minister of God, but he wouldn't have disapproved of George Jessel's advice to Mr. Up-and-Coming to have the best possible time. It ought to be good for him. If it isn't good for him, Donne would have argued it isn't the best possible time. Donne, in Jessel's words, enjoyed his own cup to the brim, celebrating that enjoyment in poetry as enthusiastically sensual as the verses you heard tonight. And now, because we've just got time for it, as much as because the motion picture for whom the bell tolls gives it news interest, I'm going to read some more of the Donne sermon. Nunc lentu sonitu dicunt morieris. Now this bell, tolling softly for another, says to me, thou must die. The bell that rings to a sermon calls not upon the preacher only, but upon the congregation to come. So this bell calls us all. The bell doth toll for him that thinks it doth. And though it intermit again, yet from that minute that occasion wrought upon him, he is united to God. Who bends not his ear to any bell which upon any occasion rings, but who can remove it from that bell which is passing a piece of himself out of this world? No man is an island, entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less, as well as if a promontory were, as well as if a manor of thy friends or of thine own were. Any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind. And therefore, never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. It's time to say goodnight now. This is Orson Welles reading out loud. Next week, same time, same station, same thing. If you like this new kind of program, please join me. Until then, I remain as always, beating for yours.